All right. Good afternoon. Or it's still late morning. Good to late morning. It's Chairman Brad Holt. I'll bring the meeting back to order. And present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. And we have a 10:30 action item to consider approving the 2025 tentative budget for publication. Take it away.
Commissioners, thank you. We're back at it. Final time until our next workshop, until we meet again.
Yes.
After yesterday's changes, there were some clerical updates, so it was good that we had this meeting posted because the $3,600 change and the $10K change from elections to move over, it did affect the A and B budgets for current expense elections and the coroner's budget. That's reflected. Steve's updated that. Chief Rass also eyeballed all the reference was to 25 and the descriptive narrative and the column narrative, the title at the very top had 24, so that was just a carryover. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to embarrass. It's on my own too. We did not have a long meeting on the internal huddle on that, but that was an editorial catch. So the title at the very top has been updated. So we believe with those edits, we're ready to send it to the paper.
Chairman?
Yes.
It's been a great budget process, and I appreciate the collaborative effort, the transparency, the deep dive, the new vision for how we're going to run Canning County as a whole and then fund those mandated services and just provide excellence to our citizens. Rick Hogaboom has been a breath of fresh air in this seat, and he's done an amazing job with the many facets of this seat, from elections to the budget process that at some level has instilled and restored good faith in government. Thank you for that and the team that you work with. You have a great team that you've built in that. And then in conjunction, it would be an oversight to understate the tenure and the expertise of our chief operating officer in assisting with that and helping the board with the decisions that need to be made for funding for fiscal year 2025. Thank you. I think it's been a great effort.
Yeah, Commissioner, it's absolutely a team effort. We have a great team at Canyon County. I think there's potential that hasn't been fully unlocked with a lot of the members on our Canyon County team. And as we continue to work together more and more as a team, yeah, we, you know, look forward to this. I was at a citizen group yesterday. You know, there was a comment, sorry, taking a little liberty, I know it's sort of off topic, it's relevant to your comment. There was a comment from a citizen who has been listening to the budgets for the last few years or paying attention, and said that the information flow this year has been clearer, you know, just the dissemination of information. And you know, that's good. But what they commented on, they said that the dialogue that we're having on the record is really helpful for the public to get a feel for what the priorities are of the commissioners, in the sense that we can talk about the fiscal situation we're in and talk about the scenarios. And I think it gives the citizen insight, right, into how to think through, how to make a decision for today, plan for the future. And so I think those are all good steps. I mean, the feedback was good, and hopefully there's more of that as we continue to work together. But I know Chief Rast, I know Marty's brand new, stepped in, but a lot of new and familiar faces within the county have all led to helping hand through this. But yeah, we're almost at the finish line on the 28th. We still have to certify after that, but I mean, the 28th is a big day, and the public will come and meet. There was common feedback that you hear from one citizen in the citizen group yesterday who lamented the fact that it feels like the 28th, the budget's already completed, and there really isn't true public input. I just respectfully let that person know. Obviously, you have to plan. And this is planning and own that, but you know, you please come on the 28th. If you have a strong opinion that there's something that's being funded that shouldn't be funded, this is where the citizens need to let their voices be made known to you. If they don't like they feel that something should be funded more, that person does understand you can't raise the budget without offsetting a decrease somewhere else. And so I think that's where they're a little frustrated, because it feels like it's mostly cooked. And I said, well, by design, you have to crystallize this thing to where it gets closer and closer. But public input is still important. We can discuss next year whether or not we want to do some sort of informal open houses that lead into the formalized public hearing. That might confuse the public with thinking that their input. But I mean, we can do those sort of things as well, like book the Nampa Library and stuff if we have information, or the Meridian Library, or not Meridian. Caldwell Library, Nampa Library. Some of the, you know, just venues within the Canyon County. And I know that the commissioners, you've stated that you want to interface with the public, and maybe that's just something we could talk to our constituent services director, who's probably working hard in his office right now. But I think next year that would be maybe a next step forward, is how do we engage the public along this process. But the information is out there on the record. It's as easy to access as we think you can. If you go to the auditor's link on the Canyon County website, every workshop round one, every workshop round two, it's titled by name with the supporting docs. So I'm just putting all that on the record. If the public's hearing, please go look at the information. There's lots of information there. So sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I think the clerk was probably a little more gracious with this individual than I probably would have been. Our names, faces, phone numbers, emails, personal cell phones are plastered all over the county website, our own websites. I know personally I mailed 14,000 pieces of mail with my personal cell phone on it and my personal email address, and I've had less than 10 actual contacts in the course of 2.5 years in doing that. I kind of probably have an idea of who the individual is anyways. And in this entire process, the individuals are free to call or email or show up in person to communicate with us what they think about our budget process. So I kind of take issue with that. And in some ways, because of the way this process is designed and the timelines that are associated with it, yeah, for the most part, it is kind of cooked by the time you get there. It is. I realized that last year when you get there, the public hearing is on the last deal. It would be, from all of the decision making and all of the information that comes in, to make a substantial change at the final budget hearing would be a fairly substantial move, in my opinion. But I want to tag on to just saying thank you to the clerk and his team, the board, as I guess the final decision-making authority, is very much at some level at your guys' mercy for bringing up-to-date, honest information and data for us to make decisions upon. And it is much easier to do that when the amount of information that comes in and the way that you bring it forward in a manner that I feel comfortable trusting that the information that you're bringing is based on a high level of due diligence and trustworthiness, that what you've presented is accurate and is a truthful state of what's going on. So thank you for that. That has made this process so much better, and I very much appreciate it. And not only do we benefit from it, but the county benefits from it as a whole. So thank you. I'm very much looking forward to future budgets where you guys are more seasoned and kind of work out the kinks internally and become, you know, we all become better at this. And the taxpayer is the beneficiary of it.
Chairman. So Commissioner Brooks brings up good points. The keyboard warriors that we hear from have not attended one budget meeting, and they are free to post things, including a continued misunderstanding of the use of ARPA funds and the budget process. So the credibility level there is really low on the criticism, and I will state it again, I am hopeful that with the collaborative effort among elected officials, that they see the value of what it is that we're doing. There is opportunity for people. I did lobby 3 years ago to have a meeting in June where citizens could come and have a hearing process if they wanted. It didn't really increase the attendance or the comments. I think people want to trust and believe that government officials are working together for the best interests of the positions that they represent. So I think that's a big win. I also want to make note that our Director of Public Information Services is compiling a budget book. We got a sneak preview of that. It will be available for print at the final budget hearing is what we're hopeful. And that continued level of transparency and explanation, the supporting detail, I am confident that columns will be totaled. The details will be enumerated in there that help people. That's the goal. These are taxpayer dollars. We're trying to help the public understand what we did as stewards of the money that we collected twice a year or once a year if you choose to pay once a year. But it's an exciting process. I also heard yesterday, as Clerk Hogeboom did, from a citizen that this budget process, and she does attend, has far out exceeded her expectation of what the board could do to turn around the direction that we were headed and embrace the acronym that we have on the wall, transparency, respect, to unify, to provide service and teamwork. So the overwhelming margin in there is that this, we are meeting the goals and the expectations of the public. And for those that I guess are, I'm not sure what we could give them to, it would mitigate that, but my answer truthfully would be probably nothing. Some people just are bent on criticism, but that's not where we're headed. We're looking forward to this process. Again, thank you for what you've done, and Chairman, thank you for letting me make comments.
So I've done public budgets a total of, this is my 29th year, and in all of the legal required budget hearings, I calculated up the other night. So in Canyon County, I'm going to discount the elected officials that attended and the paid staff that attended. So just the public, it just fairly averages over one person a year who out of those 29 years cared enough to come in to a public budget hearing. So I contemplated this on the way in, and I think it's true to say no matter what kind of structure you would have for producing a budget, there would always be criticism that I didn't know or I didn't have the chance to say or I just don't understand. So I think that the important point is we're following the state statute of the requirements. And I take exception to the fact that a person can show up here on this 28th date and complain that they don't have input. There's a responsibility to being a part of an agency that has a $156 million budget. And if you think that's simplistic, you're sadly mistaken. And so the public has a responsibility in and of themselves in participating with this. And all of my years, they have not done well to do that. Finally, this year for Canyon County, I finally have budgetary information and reports that at the level that I've been used to on my other entities and on my other nonprofits. And I am totally excited about that. Just before we went on record, it was indicated our public information officer is going to have a public budget document that's in excess of 200 pages. It's going to have the narrative. It's going to have the tentative. It's going to have the proposed budget that's in it. It's probably going to have an asterisk at the end of some of those columns that you're going to have to go to the final page of the final decision on the 28th. I challenge the public to look through the 200 pages. If you really want to have a concept of the budget for the county and the complexity that we operate, knock yourself out, because we're trying to be as transparent as we can. This is the first year in county budget that I remember that we actually had talked down in the public about the reserve funds and how those are delineated among the funds. To me, that's one of the first times in my remembrance of Canyon County that that was ever exposed in a public meeting. It's just great. It's just really good that we're being so transparent. So I do invite the public to show up for this public hearing, that this advertisement is going to go out about our tentative budget. But be assured, it's a very complex process. All of these meetings we've been having are all public, are all recorded, and pretty excited about the 28th coming forward, because we will have that 200-page booklet available. I don't know that we're going to print physically very many of those, but there will definitely be available electronic, and for the persons that do electronic, they'll have the index, and you can go from the subject you're interested into down into the pages of about what you want to know. So, again, great appreciation for the clerk's office and all the staff that's put all of these numbers together for us. As we say to Commissioner Van Beek, quite often, it's a new day in Canyon County.
Yes.
So, now that... truer words have not been stated about that for this budget. So, what a win-win for the public.
Well said.
Okay. So, any other words? We just need to approve this for publication.
Yep, and we will get it published. We will reach out to the paper today. Logistically, we're ready to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I move that we approve the fiscal year 2025 tentative budget for publication as presented.
I will second.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thank you very much. Well, we look forward to the process of a publication and then on to the final budget meeting. So thank you.
Yes.
Anything else?
No,
and
Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, I just have a question. Are we still scheduled for a workshop? That would be the only other thing that we could invite the public to, is to hear that.
Yeah, there's a tentative schedule that will be, we don't have it set on the calendar yet for a workshop for how that budget meeting will happen on the 28th.
So watch the agenda, because it is posted clearly.
Stay tuned for that, for anybody that wants to come in and attend that.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. With that, if it's okay, can we sit ourselves
adjourned?
All right. Thank you.